Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Santa here. Now, I realize that Black Friday is a little early to hear from me, especially since everyone hasn't even finished eating their turkey and stuffing yet. Well, here's a little secret that Santa just heard flying around the workshop. The elves were telling me that if you get to your Ford dealer right now during the Ford Black Friday sales event, you'll get unbelievable deals on lots of great Ford vehicles. Oh, boy. So, now you can get a new Ford car, truck, or SUV, and you don't even have to wait until Christmas. Jumpin' Rudolph! But you better get in your sleigh right now and get to your Ford dealer today, because the Ford Black Friday sales event ends December 1st, Cyber Monday. Ho, ho, ho!
Now get big savings for the holidays when you visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer during the Ford Black Friday sales event. Hurry in by December 1st to get the best deals on a great selection of fuel-efficient cars, trucks, and SUVs. For more information and to check inventory, visit OklahomaFord.com, the best in Oklahoma.
There's a lot of things that we can be thankful for this holiday season 2014. One thing that is very obvious, high cattle prices, record high cattle prices here in 2014, and coupled with cheaper feed grain prices, that has meant that cattle producers are making some money right now, a substantial amount of money in a lot of cases. Harold Haskins has been around the cattle business all his life. I thought you might enjoy some of his wisdom about these high cattle prices here in 2014.
You know, I never thought cattle would ever get this high, and I said 15 years ago if I ever sold a steer for $1,000 that I'd retire. And I'm still not retired, but these prices are amazing. And, of course, I went through the 73, 74, 75 deal. I went through 82 and 3 and went through the late 80s, early 90s there. A period of time, and in mid-90s, cattle got real cheap. I've been through those cycles, and those cycles are terrible, but I never thought I'd see cattle actually get this high, but I also never thought I'd see the drought affect the market like it has and decrease the number of cows that we have like it has. So therefore, there's been a lot of outside factors that's affected this market, and the market is extremely high. However, we can sell beef high if we just would, but over the years we've been hooked in the idea that we didn't think we could, so therefore we tried to price it cheap and try to produce it cheaper, and it was very difficult to do. It's a much better scenario now, and it will change. There'll be some farmland converted to grass, there'll be more cattle in the cattle market, it'll cycle, but I don't think the cycles might be as severe as we've seen in the past.
68 years young and still passionate about this business of agriculture, Doc Haskins. From time to time, we've read from a little book called The Farmer Gives Thanks by a gentleman by the name of Samuel Gard, who was an early director of information for American Farm Bureau, helped establish agriculture radio in the 1920s, and wrote and edited the Breeders' Gazette for years and years. He writes prayers that a farmer might lift up, and he says for the Thanksgiving season, Lord of Harvest, Keeper of our feedlots and our fields, we thank thee for our turkey that's fat. We thank thee for bread with butter on it. Help us to be humble, just, and kind, as thy servant said, especially kind to those creatures over whom thou gave us original dominion, which we have subdued and fattened and multiplied and milked according to thy direction. And Lord, make our hearts big enough to receive thy bounty in constant thanksgiving this special season. Have a great Thanksgiving. You've got farm news on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.